Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Good evening, everyone. Good evening and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We are ever so excited to have you tuning in tonight, especially tonight because we have a special program that we've been looking so forward to hosting. Tonight, we have those sisters and brothers in the body of Christ that will be sharing in our TNT, our testimony and Thanksgiving broadcast, in which we're all brothers and sisters of the Lord are joining in together and sharing the good news. We hear so much bad news, but tonight we're coming and we're going to be sharing of the good news of God in our life through a time of testimony and giving thanks. And we just know by the grace of God that it's going to be a powerful time in the Lord, because Revelation 12:11 tells us that they overcame, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Yes, Lord. And so we are excited. We have men and women, ministers of the gospel, brothers and sisters of Christ that, oh my goodness, they just shared with me just a little bit of their testimony. And I was like, my God, my God. God is so good, and we need to be able to share and others to hear, hallelujah, of what God has done in our life. So we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with song this evening. Then Pastor Jasper, who's here with me tonight, praise God, is going to share in a prayer. And then we are going to get started with this powerful time of testimony to the goodness and glory of our God.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let us give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater
than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name, Father, that there's no one greater than you, Father. We pray for your will be done tonight, Father, Lord, that these voices that cry from the hearts and the people, mind and thought should go forth, Father, to the high heaven, Father, Lord. We thank God for these praise and these testimony and these reports on tonight, Father, Lord, to bring honor and glory to you, Father. Oh, let us taste and see that the Lord is good, Lord, in his goodness and his mercy and his grace, Father, and his peace and his love. And we declare, Lord, this tonight that let thine will be done, Father, Lord, that we be a voice for my heart, Father, Lord, and that pray that it be a joy, be a blessing to encourage one another by the things of God, by the word of God, by God's faithfulness, or by God's loving kindness, Lord, or by God's salvation to his glory and to his praise. Lord, we thank you on tonight, the Lord, that your people will shout from the rooftop, Lord, to the mountaintop, Lord, that your word shall go forth, Lord, and shall be a joy to those that hear your word tonight, Father, to strengthen them, Lord, to encourage them, Lord, and shall to build them up in their faith, Father, Lord, for we know that you are always faithful, Father. And we thank you for this day. Let thine will be done to your honor, to your glory, and to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to ask if Pastor Valencia Jackson will go ahead. We're going to bring her into the studio, and she's going to start out our powerful testimonies for this evening.
Yes,
Pastor
Lord.
Valencia, if you'll go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad. And as we go forth, if I don't announce your name, please make sure to go ahead. Each person that is sharing the testimony, share your name, and then go ahead with the goodness of God in your life. Hallelujah. Pastor Valencia Jackson, praise God.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. I am Pastor
Amen.
Valencia Jackson. I want to share just a little bit of what it means to have faith. The scripture I'm going to use today is Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
Amen.
Was a privilege as a pastor. You know, you go through along with your parishioners. When they go through, you go through too. So I'm just going to share a little story about one of my parishioners who he had, how you want to say, I'm trying to think how the best way to say it. Well, anyway, he had, it was an overdose that was involved with him. And so we were on a prayer line. We were praying, and his family had found him. Foaming at the mouth. They didn't know what was going on with him. And so the EMT folks came and they worked up on him for an hour before they was able to get him stabilized. Got him to the hospital. So when I went to see him, he was on a ventilator. So he was on a ventilator for a whole week, for 7 days. This young man was on a ventilator. So I had my pastor's appreciation that next week. And so his family had heard just that particular day on that Sunday, they had heard that they couldn't do anything for him. The doctors had given up on him. And so I remember as I skipped a piece, but I'm going to go back to it. Well, while he was on the ventilator, I should say that I heard the Holy Spirit say, I have answered his mother's prayers. And then the next couple of days, I heard the Lord say he has been delivered from that which had tormented him. And so this is the third day, which is a Sunday. And we were in the sanctuary celebrating my pastor's anniversary, my first year there as the pastor. And his family had just heard that the doctors couldn't do nothing for him at all. And so, of course, the church was at It was kind of sad and happy all at the same time, if that could be possible. But while I was sitting in the sanctuary, I heard the Holy Spirit say, there will not be a funeral for this young man. And so I got up after everything was going, the preacher preached, bless the blesser is what his sermon was about. And it was about blessing God and giving God praise. And so when I stood up to give my remarks at the end of the appreciation service, I just shared with the people that God isn't through yet. God is not finished. God is still doing a work. And so because we all had to stand in faith to believe, and it's because of the prayers of his mother, it's because of the prayers of the church, it's because of the prayers of those of you who have prayed and stood in faith and hoped for things and hoped that we would see God's hand move. And so this, after the appreciation service, I went to go see him, and just so happened when I walked into the hospital room that day, when they had given up hope, I walked in on that Tuesday to see him, and guess what? He was sitting up in the chair looking at me, watching the football game, say, the football game is on, I'm watching the game. Now, that was just Sunday when they had given up hope. But on Tuesday, they tell us that he's sitting up there watching the game, talking to me, saying, I'm watching a football game. And so it went on the next couple days. It went on. And so I went back to see him again, and he was up sitting in the chair watching the football game, and he recognized who I was. He said, "Hi, Pastor, how you doing?" So to see the progression of how God continued to move each and every week, you know, from one of knocking at death's door to I'm looking at the football game to, "Hey, Pastor, how you doing?" To the next time I go visit him, he says, thank you, Pastor, at the end of the visit. He says, I had prayed with him and told him what the Lord told me to tell him. And he said, well, thank you, Pastor, for coming to visit me. I really appreciate that. And beforehand, he wasn't even making complete sentences. And here he is having a conversation with me. I still say, it's nobody but God. So I went to see him on the 13th, I said, I think I went to see him. Sometime or another, I went to see him. And so I went to see him, and he said, Pastor, I can't work this right leg. It won't work for me. I can't walk. I can't hold my body weight up. So I laid hands on him and prayed for him. I didn't see him for a whole week. So the following week, on the 21st, we in service, and I look up. There, the young man come walking through the door in the church under his own power, walking in the church under his own power. And so, you know, it's nobody but God. I can encourage anyone, that is to believe God at his word, to speak God's word, confess God's word. Don't quit. Keep persevering. As even though it may be a challenge, but the deal is we have to trust God and his word. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen. Though we didn't see it, yet we still spoke in faith. We still believed in faith, and we watch what happened because of our faith and our trust in God. We saw a young man who was knocking at death's door walk into the church and give God glory and giving God the praise. So it's my testimony is the fact that You know, God gives you an opportunity to a privilege and things you may walk out with your people. You may walk it out with your people. You may have challenges, but I always trust God and I always trust his word, because if he take you to something, he's going to take you through it on the other side. So we have to give God praise that he will take us to something, but he will take us through the other side. And it's always contingent upon our faith and our trust in him as we continue to confess God's word that it will be so. So that is the end of my testimony.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Jackson. What a powerful testimony on behalf of, and Pastor Jackson had shared with me at the onset of what this young man was going through and shared with me along the way, but I had not heard the end. God, oh my God. Praise God. God has the final word. Oh, yes, he does. And no matter what it might look like, we don't walk by what we see. We walk by our faith in God. And as Pastor Jackson said, standing on his word,
Amen.
Never giving up. So what a powerful testimony. Oh, that just brings joy to our heart.
Yes.
And when we all stand together in agreement and prayer, all our prayers and our faith, brothers and sisters, move mountains. Oh, yes, it does. They move mountains, and our God shows out on our behalf. We just give him all
Amen.
The praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that, Pastor Jackson. Next, we're going to have Elder Cecile Cutchin. Elder Cecilia Cutchin. Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, praise God. Prophetess Cutchin, if you will go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad, we will dispatch you into the studio. 5-4-3-4, so her number, there she is. No, 3-9-2-5. Just 1 second, I'm trying to bring you in. There you are. Oh, they've changed up. Go right ahead, Prophetess Cecile. They've changed up a little bit on our studio, and I'm trying to get used to some of the new signals. Go right ahead.
That's fine. Praise the Lord. I'm Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank God for the opportunity. My subject on this evening is prayer. And the scripture reference is Matthew 6:5-8. So, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans. Hallelujah. For they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father, and this is the main part, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our Father sees and he knows. And I'm going to run down a couple of miracles that God has done in my life. Hallelujah. One is on December 19th, I was in a car accident. I was T-boned on the way to praise and worship rehearsal. Hallelujah. But I survived. The car didn't get that much damage, and I was able to bless my son with the car. Hallelujah, Jesus, and get a new vehicle. Glory to your name, God. June 20th of 2020, I had a heart attack. Hallelujah, Jesus. But it was a mild heart attack, as they say, so it had to heal itself. So I'm still here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
God is still good.
Yes.
Last July, July 30th, I lost my job of 3 years in management at a healthcare facility. However, God, and I had no income, and
they had a problem with the Maryland. I live in Maryland. They had a problem with the unemployment in Maryland. People, because of COVID, were filing so many false accusations that they had worked and had not worked, false claims. Mm-hmm. As a result, everything for unemployment was on hold for Maryland. So I had no income from July 30th until December when they finally cleared it up. However, talking about a ram in the bush, my girlfriend LaVon hurt her back with sciatica, and I was able to take care of her and get some money every week for taking care of her until my unemployment kicked in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And during that time as well, I released a book. Hallelujah, Jesus. My golden nugget. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it has been blessing people. I thank God that I was paying for the publishing of the book while I was still employed. So all it had to do was to be released. Glory be to God. In God's time, all in God's timing. Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah. Yes. I started a new job as a contractor in January of this year and was hired permanent in June of this year. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And with everything that's been going on, everything that went on, I got behind in my rent, but favor of God, hallelujah. And March, I was approved for a rental grant, hallelujah. July, yet approved for another one. So I have not had to pay rent until this month for the year.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. The God we serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I also contracted COVID in April of this year, and there were several of my other family members that contracted COVID, and all of us are still alive. We did not lose our life. Glory be to God. The God we serve, the God we serve, the healing God that we serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. My ex-fiance passed in May, a few days after Mother's Day. Hallelujah, which was a harsh for me. I didn't think I was going to take it so hard, but God still, even in that, allowed him to bless people in his death. His car was given away to somebody who needed it. His furniture was given away to other vets. He was a veteran. To other veterans that needed things. And at first, initially, they were not going to cover his whole burial. Ha! God answers prayers. Hallelujah. Because he is buried in Quantico, and family had to pay nothing out their pocket. He was buried with honors. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And through all of this, when all of this was going on, my car note was deferred for 6 months. So I didn't have to pay a car note for 6 months. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even though I make $17,000 less than what I was making on my previous job, I still, my needs are still met. Glory be to God. God is still making a way. He's still making a way.
Amen.
And my son travels across country, and he is protected. There has been, he has not caught COVID. His car, his truck that he drives for his company may have broken down, but it only stays broken down for a day or two, and he still gets paid while he has to sit. I thank God. He passed his CDL. Just a week or so ago, so he is a certified CDL driver. Hallelujah, Jesus, that he's been trying to get since 2015. Glory be to God. And my daughter, she got a good government job, makes good money, got her government clearance, and started her own trucking company. Hallelujah. Right, those are my testimonies. To God be the glory.
Go.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the
glory.
Amen. Oh, yes,
yes, he is.
Is.
He Yes, he is. My God. Praise God.
Thank you so much for sharing that word and powerful testimony.
Of the goodness of our God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Next, powerful testimony. Oh my God. Next, we're going to have Elder Matty Green. Elder Green, if you'll go ahead, we're bringing you live into the studio. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening. Good night. I want to thank God for allowing us to be on this program of the new season, Ministry of Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. To God be the glory. I'll be reading from Psalm 18.
Just a moment. Hold on. For me one moment, Elder Green. I want to make sure that that we are muted. Okay. All right. Go right. I'm sorry. Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Give honor to y'all ministry of the new season, ministry of Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst.
Hello from Virginia Beach. All right, good deal, guys. Mr. Lowe, Mississippi.
One second. I'm not sure why we are getting feedback.
We have not.
Okay. All right. There, I think that muted everyone out. Praise God. Go right ahead, please.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father.
To God be the glory. I'll be coming from Psalms 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Mine is dealing with belief and praise and love, all three, because in my life I have been going through in my body. When I was a teenager, at the age of 16, my mother was taking care of me, and I wasn't able to go to school because I had stomach problems, didn't know why. And it's one thing the old generation used to do is Epsom salt. And she was about to give that to me to see if that would help heal my body. And she said she was led not to do it. And I was bent over, and I couldn't straighten up. And by the grace of God, she got someone to take me to the emergency room. And when it got there, the nurse and stuff were whispering, said, there go another one. And my mama wouldn't know what they was talking about. Come find out, I had a ruptured appendix. And they told her if she had given me the Epsom salt, my appendix would burst instantly on the inside of my body and poison my body. But God didn't allow that to be so. And so that is a praise report. And it took me a while to heal, but the Lord blessed me to get back. But in 1999, I became weak again in my body, losing weight so fast that I didn't even recognize it. And come found out when I thought I was throwing up, taking medicine, thought I had a virus or a flu, couldn't halfway walk or do things. And I went to the doctor's office with my children because my son had to drive because I wasn't able to drive. And my mother came, and the doctor tested me and said, what is the problem? Said, your body's so weak. I said, I'm out of iron. They said, okay. And he was talking in such a way it displeased my mother. My mother said, well, just give her a write a prescription. She'll go on back home. And the doctor said, wait a minute. let me take one more test. And he took a stool sample of me, and he came back. He said, Miss Green, I need to tell you this. Said that if you hadn't came in there today, you would have been dead by tomorrow because you were bleeding on the inside. And we were, yes. You would have been able to rush you to the doctor, and they wouldn't know what would happen.
My God.
Mm.
Dead in Jesus' name. Her call dropped. Okay, we lost audio. Okay, she's back. Hold on 1 second. I think this is back. Hold on a second. Elder Green, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, okay. It said that the call had dropped. We rebuke that in Jesus' name. You go right ahead. Praise God. Thank you. We thank God for you being back.
Well, I thank God because I realize it's a fight when the enemy don't want you to tell the truth about how good God has been to you and about how much you have to believe in him and how much you have to love him more and more, regardless of what you face of your sickness in your body. Because from the appendix to the bleeding ulcers and two times almost death. And the last time was when in 2010 when my whole body shut down and I wasn't able to move my arms, talk, walk, or do anything at all for myself. And I thought I would be able to go back to work at the school system. But the lady in the hospital told me, said, Miss Green, you cannot go back to work. But I believe by faith that I was going back to work. But God didn't allow it to happen, and I could not understand it. That's why I say I know he's my rock and my deliverer, because we got a time when God wants to perform what he has to perform. And by me waiting so long before, in about 2 years, and God released that thing for me so I'd be able to walk, talk, and move, but I wasn't able to go back to work. But God has been taking care of me that I did never go hungry. I didn't have to worry about my bills. And a lot of things had happened to me. People start blessing me. For God is a deliverer. He will renew your strength. Because when I don't have any strength, God is the only one that gives me strength so that I'd be able to move and talk. And I know he's a powerful shield because my mother and I was in a trailer. And we heard over the TV, in the last 5 minutes, a powerful tornado was coming our way, and we couldn't get out and we couldn't run. So we got in the bathtub, put the pillows over our heads. I heard the loudest roaring sound like a freight train coming our way. And it got louder and louder, and my mother and I was praying in the tub, making it right with Jesus, and thanking him and praying and believe that he will protect us. Without even worrying about, because when a powerful tornado is coming your way, if you don't have anything to hold on, that you can get caught up in the wind. But my God was a fortress and a shield and a buckle. Do you know he allowed that tornado to go up high in the sky? We heard a roaring like an engine. It came over the trailer. It didn't touch no trees or nothing in the yard. Went down a mile before it touched down. So I know God is a high tower and a shield because he protected us. We could have died then. So I'm telling the people of God, and even the people that's unsaved, believe in God. Love him when nobody else feels like you're unlovable, stand and praise his name because we got a right to praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
And praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Elder Green, for sharing that powerful testimony of the goodness of our God. And God, in the midst, he will protect you. He will keep you.
Through the
he
years.
Will heal you.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Through the
yes,
years.
Yes, he will.
Right
through
now,
the years.
Through the
yes.
years, praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that testimony. Oh,
amen.
My God.
God.
Yes.
God.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
There's nothing too hard for God.
Oh, he's a mighty God. He's an awesome God.
Nothing too
oh,
hard
yes,
for God.
Yes, he is. What a wonderful God he
amen.
Is.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Miracle signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
God.
God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, we're going to ask Minister Hilton Britt.
Yes,
if you will go ahead, Minister Britt, praise God.
Yes.
We welcome you into the studio and share of your testimony
yes,
and the
yes.
goodness of God in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Minister Hilton, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. I thank the Lord for this
okay.
opportunity to share my testimony about the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ to me and my family.
Amen.
I thank you, Pastor Jasmine, Pastor Lisa, for the opportunity. We give him
yes.
glory, we give him honor, we give him praise for his faithfulness.
Yes.
God is faithful.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ is faithful. He's called faithful
oh, yes.
and true.
Yes.
And truly he is.
Yes.
I got several testimonies, so I'm going to run right through them quickly. February 14th this year, my wife had a major medical emergency where she is diabetic, and she at 3 o'clock a.m. in the morning, she had the medical emergency, and she could not she became dysfunctional. And I had to call 911 and ambulance services. She fell and she could not get up, or she did not fall, but I didn't let her fall. I was there to brace her, but she could not function, and she was just out of it. But anyway, we got her to the hospital, praise God, and they were able to stabilize her, and she spent 4 days in the hospital, but she could have died through that. At that time,
yes.
but for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord was present with her and brought her to
you.
God. And so today, she is well. She is fully functional,
Amen.
And it is well with
Amen.
Her. That was February 14th
Amen.
Of 2021. I go back to May 14th. I've shared this before, as far as this testimony on. On your ministry, but anyway, I almost had the Lord protected me from death, and he was trying to kill me on May 14th through a car accident. A woman ran a red light. I was at a intersection, four way intersection, or where we had four lane intersection turning. On the intersection, my light turned green, and normally I don't just proceed out. I always wait a few minutes, but I was in a hurry to get home because I had just gotten my car out of the shop. I had a repair done to it. I had just paid the car off, in fact, that day. And so that part of it was one thing I was celebrating, as well as getting the repair done. But anyway, the woman ran the red light. She had a big Mercedes Benz, and the woman was right on top of me. I saw that woman. I mean, she was just – I looked out of the side of my eye, and I saw her, and I braced for the impact. She was just – she was less than seconds away. But God, but the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't even have time to call upon the Lord, but the Lord was Jehovah Shammah. He was present with me. He was present with me. And I don't know how the Lord did it, but he worked a miracle because that woman was supposed to kill me that day. Or if it hadn't killed me, because she would have hit me right on my driver's side, on my
side.
She was right on top of me.
Yeah.
And the Lord, it's like he froze time. It's like he froze time and put some things back. But anyway, you know, I saw my life going before my eyes. You know, people talk about that, but at that moment, I saw my life going before my eyes, but the Lord Jesus Christ was yet present with me, and he didn't allow the car to harm me, and it didn't hit my car. I don't know how in the world the Lord did it, but he did. Hallelujah. But anyway,
Thank you, Jesus.
So,
thank you, Lord.
We moved forward to August the 28th. The enemy was trying to set me up because God was setting me up. God was setting me up.
Yeah.
Because of Corvette, I work in the aerospace industry. I've worked the job 35 years as a quality inspector. And because of COVID, the car, my job had a voluntary layoff. And because of the voluntary layoff, I was going to retire in December of 2020, but this was August of 2020. And so I took the layoff. I took they had a severance package with it, which paid all my medical benefits for the next 6 months, as well as a sizable lump sum benefit, which was very liberal. And the Lord met my family. He sent me out full from that job. He did not send me out empty, but he sent me out full. Even as they were the children of Israel, when he brought them out of Egypt, they were laid down with silver and gold. So the Lord laid me down and provided for me and my household, provided so much where the home that I'm living in today, that I've been living in for the last 20 years, I was able to pay the house off and come out of debt, praise God. So I give the Lord Jesus glory and honor for that. I'm not boasting in myself. I'm boasting in the Lord. And I thank the Lord for his faithfulness. The Lord is the good shepherd of the sheep, and the good shepherd calls the sheep by name. The good shepherd guards and protects the sheep. The good shepherd guides the sheep. The good shepherd provides for the sheep. The good shepherd calls us by name. I go back to one last testimony. 2003, for anyone who's going through something, God is faithful. The Lord Jesus Christ is faithful. He will not leave you without provision.
Amen.
You who are the people of God, you who are called by his name, he is watching over his word in your lives to perform it. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, stand, we walk not by sight, but by every word of God. So we're not looking at what we can see. We're not looking at the natural, but we're looking to the supernatural, because God is able to make all great abound to his people through his faithfulness. But my last testimony is this. In 2003, I was caught in that job that I retired from. In 2003, I was caught up in a layoff at that job. I was laid off for 18 months. From 2003, timber started in September to January, or actually February 2005. Through that time, I went through a struggle. I went through a struggle. But nothing, I didn't lose anything. However, this home that I'm living in now, in 2004, in December of 2004, I moved out of the house. My family and I moved out of the house into an apartment, but we still own the house. A man of God came to our town, a prophet of God by the name of David Paul. He has a ministry in Fairfield, Connecticut, a spiritual life ministries in Fairfield, Connecticut. However, he came to my city. The Holy Spirit told me to go to the meeting. So my family and I went to the meeting. The meeting was in January of 2005, January of 2005. Went to the meeting and at the Columbus Trade Center. There was over 500 so people at that meeting. He gave his word, and after he gave his word, he began to call people up for ministry. As he was speaking, he said, there's a hotel across the street by the name of the Doubletree now, but the last time I was here, it was the Hilton Hotel. He said, three times the Lord has told me to pray for Hilton. He said, is Hilton in the house? So I stepped out, and I walked up to the prophet, and the prophet began to speak the word of God to me. And he told me, the Lord is going to restore every key to you. And he said, behold, he's going to make everything new. And he spoke some other things. But anyway, I was really at a time of trial at that point. I needed, even though I was in the church and I was going to church, I had a pastor, but the Lord sent me this man of God to minister that word to me because he knew that I needed to hear that. I needed to receive that. And after that man of God spoke that word to me, this was in January. Within a month's time, the job that I had been laid off from was restored with every benefit. And my job, my same job title, my seniority, every benefit, my pay grade, everything was restored. Everything was restored. We moved right back into our home. And this is the home. This is the home that the Lord has given me. And that's one thing. What God blessed, no man and no devil can take from you. So what God has given you, God will provide for you. And God will make a way for you. So we must stand in faith. He must, even the Lord told me, the Lord told me not to move out of the house in the first place. I heard him tell me that. But I didn't obey out of fear. So don't be in fear, people of God. Do not be in fear. Stand in your most holy faith, and you will see the salvation of your Lord. You'll see the salvation of your God. But God is faithful. He's not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent. If he has declared his word to you, he will fulfill it, because he is your shepherd. The good shepherd calls his sheep by name. He knows every hair upon your head, and he will provide for you, because he is your Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider.
Yes.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God is your source. God is your, stand in your most holy faith and see the salvation of your God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God.
Goodness.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus. Praise God.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
For that powerful testimony.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
What a powerful, powerful testimony. Testimonies.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He is faithful.
Yes,
faithful.
Our God is
always
faithful. He's
praise
such
God.
An awesome God.
Amen.
Oh, yes. And we should never give up on him, because he don't ever give up on us.
Amen.
He is. And as the Minister Hilton said, he is our shepherd, and he will call you by name.
Yes,
it was just amazing that God sent him to that prophetic meeting, and the man of God did just that, came all the way from Connecticut down to Georgia, hallelujah, to call him by name, hallelujah, called him out by name.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the show of the faithfulness of our God.
Yes.
Oh, our God is so faithful. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Powerful. Next we will have Sister Lolita Bowman, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen, praise God.
Minister Lolita Bowman.
Yes. Yes.
4517, praise God.
Amen.
We bring you are now live. Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening to everyone, or good night to everyone. I'm not going to be long. I'm going to read my scripture, and my testimony is not long, but it is, but I would just get straight to the point. Last week, as I was sitting and just studying my word, and I was studying one thing, and I was searching, you know, the scriptures. And then I have this book that I use to assist me with my study. And there was a story. And this story that I ran across, and I found it to be very interesting, and it had nothing to do with what I was studying. And I truly feel like this is where God, this is what he wanted me to read, and this is where he wanted me to be, because I have not forgotten this word. It's a story of Martha, and in John 11, and Martha, as we all know, Martha has she shows the unshakable strength of her faith, and you know, at times like we walk. And we say that we have faith in God, and that we trust God and we believe his word, but at some point our faith becomes it becomes shakable. I mean, we have that shakable faith, but with Martha, she had unshakable strength of her faith.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And what I liked about the story was when the way it was worded, it said Martha was a personal friend of Jesus. How
yeah,
many
okay.
people can
right.
say that? So
right,
and
yeah.
so Martha's brother Lazarus had died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was ill and he had died, as we know the story. And so what I found just interesting was that when Lazarus fell ill, and despite of sending a message to Jesus asking for help, Lazarus died. He passed away. However, Martha's faith in Jesus shined through when she just ran to meet him. She ran to Jesus. And she cries out, "Lord." And if you had been here, this is what she says to him. "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask."
Mm-hmm.
For someone to have, that can call Jesus a personal friend, and then
yes.
have that filled faith to know that if she asked something of him, such as raising her brother from the dead, she knows
mm-hmm.
that he has to go to God, the Father, first.
Mm-hmm.
So when she asked, she said, "I know God will give you whatever you ask." Because
yes.
she have a relationship with Jesus. And she know
mm-hmm.
he and she know his Father will answer on her behalf. She took this thing personally. When she went
yeah.
to Jesus, she took it personally. Because she have
mm-hmm.
that, as I call, she has that crazy faith. So when
right.
she asked, and Jesus, he does the miraculous and resurrect Lazarus, complete
mm-hmm.
and full of help. And
mm-hmm.
so that, it just, and as I begin to read that over and over and read the scriptures over and over, how she just say, "Ask him." Jesus, ask him, ask God. Because she knew if she go to the Father, if he goes to the Father, it's going to be done. But, and she also knew that it was not in
mm-hmm.
Jesus' hands. He had
yes.
to have permission. And she cried out for that because she knew she needed her brother to rise. And it just take me to my story I want to share. My mother had been ill for, she had been in a long-term hospice for like 5 years, and the doctor gave up on her 5 years ago. This past August, my mother passed on August the 25th, and greatly will always be missed. But when she passed, the week before she passed away, I was blessed to go and visit her and be with her and sing
yeah.
to her and pray with her.
Yes.
And even after all of that, praying over her spirit, praying over her soul, that her soul
mm-hmm.
will be with the Lord when
yes.
he extend his hands from my hand to her hand, and he extend her hand out, and she lets go of my hand and then hold on
mm-hmm.
to his. And
yeah.
even though during that transition, and I know that's what happened, part of me didn't
mm-hmm.
know if mommy was going to make it
mm-hmm.
with Jesus. Because, see, I didn't know the relationship. I didn't see her pray. I didn't see her read her word. I didn't hear her talk about Jesus, talk about God.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is, I don't know. But the day of her funeral, she's lying in the casket, and I'm leaning over her body, and I'm still praying. Here it is again. I'm praying.
And her soul is already gone, but this is just her body. And I'm lying over it, and I'm weeping, and I'm crying out to God. People around me don't understand. They're trying to pull me out, and I'm, no, leave me alone. Because, see, I was crying out to Jesus like Martha. I needed an answer. I need to know, Jesus, if she's with you. And he answered, and God answered. Jesus, I cried out to him, but God says, she is with me.
Amen.
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 She is with me. Three times he assured me. So when I read this story, I know how Martha felt when her brother was raised from the dead. Having that assurance, having that answer, knowing that you he loves you so much that he will answer a prayer. Mommy didn't raise up, but I have my answer where I can have peace and still have the and the memories of mommy, knowing that one day we're gonna be we will join together again because she is with Jesus. She is with God, and I just want to say, I want to share that. I don't know who that is for, but I just want to share that story because no matter where we think we are, no matter where we think our family member or our friend may be, we are not God. We are not Jesus. We are not to judge. But what I did was because I did not want to leave that place and then later have a conversation, I don't know if mama going to make it. I cried out to Jesus, and then God answered me to say she is with me. She is with me. So I just say increase, this has increased my faith. This has changed my relationship. And it, and the way that I read my word, because I take it seriously, and I do not play with it, because whatever I need is right here in this word, and I know it. So my testimony is stay in the word. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how many times you have preached. I don't care what your title is. If you do not stay in his word, you do not study his word, you do not believe in a word, no, because you're in a situation, because you're going through, things are being taken, things are being given, things are, hallelujah.
Yes.
God is with, and so I leave this with my prayer. My prayer unto God is whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 Whatever that you're doing in this season, don't do it without God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank Sister Lolita for that powerful testimony and that encouraging word.
Yes.
Oh, yes. God is such an awesome God. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going next. We're going to add Sister Cynthia Washington. Sister Cynthia Washington, praise God.
Amen.
Sister Cynthia, if you would just press one on your dial pad, praise God. And we are going to, you are live into our studio, Sister Cynthia. Go right ahead, please.
I tell you, I'm so excited. I'm, right now, I'm just overflowing because of the goodness of God, the greatness of God. I'm going to start with Jeremiah 32:27. Hallelujah. I hope I can finish. Jeremiah 32:27. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He has proven that to me many times over. I'm going to take you all the way back to when I was in Japan. I lived in Japan for several years, got sick with a thyroid disease. It was so bad, they told me, we're going to have to send you back to the States. We can't handle it. Get back to the States for Moody Air Force Base in Augusta. They had seven specialists standing around the bed. They said, we don't know why you're living. He said, because we check your thyroid, He said, because when your thyroid get this serious, you have a massive heart attack or a massive stroke. They gave me radioactive iodine to kill the thyroid. And they said, because we're going to kill the thyroid, you will have to take a pill for the rest of your life. And will you sign documents to be in a medical journal, somewhere in the medical journal out there? They took pictures and wrote up the thing and everything, said they've never seen a case like it. And the person lived. That was in 85. Well, when I moved to Atlanta in 96, I went to my endocrinologist for the last time, that one in Florida. And he took all the different tests concerning my thyroid. He said, I don't know what's going on, Ms. Washington, but your thyroid is alive. It's I don't know what's happening. You don't need to take a pill anymore. I haven't been on a pill since 1996. I was laying in the bed, and as I was lying in the bed, I heard this noise. It sounded like the earth opened up, and trains were crashing. People were screaming. All kind of things was going on. It sounded just like what we heard about hell. Hell opened up. And then when I heard all this noise, a spirit walked in my room, and it jumped on me, and my mouth twisted all the way to the left. And when it twisted to the left, I couldn't speak. But I heard in my belly, I heard Jesus.
All right.
Jesus.
Amen.
That's all I could hear. But I couldn't say it. But my spirit was saying it. And that spirit jumped off me. And I said, oh, God,
Amen.
What was that? Not knowing
my
that a stroke is a spirit. Take you all the way, take you back to, I went to a lady prophesied to me, and she told me, she said, the devil didn't send just his regular devils after you. He sent his generals after you. I was like, wow. She said, but the day is going to come when they're going to regret ever attacking you. And through the years, I've recognized I had a stroke in 2 years ago, January. And when I had that stroke, I woke up that Friday morning, speech all garbled. And I told my daughter-in-law, I said, something's not right. She said, do you want to go to the emergency room? I said, no. 3 days later, because the speech didn't get better, I go to the hospital. They take all these different tests, and they said, we're going to have to admit you, Miss Washington. I said, why? Because you've had a stroke. And they said, not only did you have a stroke, but the kind of stroke you had in your sleep, you don't wake up from. Everybody that came in that room, technicians, doctors, nurses, everybody, they kept telling me, you are blessed. Not one person told me I was lucky. They said, you are blessed. We don't know why you woke up. I know why I did. And then, they said, we're going to keep overnight. They kept me overnight. The next day, we're going to release you. Okay, you just had a major stroke that I shouldn't have woke up from, and you're releasing me? Yes, we're releasing you because you don't need therapy or anything like that, because the way I do word puzzles and stuff, they said, that's going to bring back your speech. It brought it back.
This past July,
I started feeling sick. I started feeling real, really bad. And the doctor said, he said, I think it's mold spores. From the way you're describing it, he said, I'm going to give you an antibiotic. Gave me the antibiotic. I start taking it. It started going downhill from there. When it got to the place where even if I get up to go to the bathroom, I couldn't make it. I just wet myself. I was becoming helpless. But I stood on his word. And he called me one morning. He said, is there anywhere you want me to take you? My brother works for the airline, so he's gone all the time. He rarely calls me, but he called me this day. And I said, yes, I need you to take me to my doctor. He took me to the doctor, but he said I dropped my phone. I couldn't pick it up. I couldn't walk. I don't remember any of that. But when we got to the doctor's office, they knew right away something was wrong. They took me in the examination room, my brother said, y'all need to call 911. I think she has COVID. Mm-hmm. That's, she got all the signs of COVID. They called 911. They had about 8 or 10 people in that room with me. Long story short, they took me to, they asked me where I wanted to go. I said, Grady. I've never even visited Grady. I don't know why I say Grady. Went to Grady. They took me in the ER. And while I was mm-hmm. in the ER, they said, we're going to admit you, and we're taking you up. I don't remember them telling me where they were taking me. They took me in there. I was in Grady intensive care for 12 days. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know I was in intensive. But every day that I was in that hospital, and to God be the glory, I told somebody about Jesus. I told somebody Amen. About testimonies, about how God healed Amen. My grandmother of a broken neck, telling them different things, cleaning man, the nurse, the mm-hmm. doctor. They came in there on the 11th day, and they said, Miss Washington, if we let you go home, do you want to go home with oxygen? I said, no. I didn't come in here with oxygen. I'm not going home with oxygen. They said, well, we're going to keep you another day because we've got to get your oxygen mm-hmm. level up. Doctor came in and he said, Miss Washington, you had a stroke, and you had your history, thyroid disease. He said, why aren't you on different medications? I said, because Jesus healed me. I said, I went on a 21-day water fast. After I had that stroke attack me, I went on a 21-day water fast. And the doctor came off of that fast. Mm-hmm. He said, every test came back normal. I didn't need any medication. So when I walked out of that hospital, when I walked out of Grady, I didn't know, like I said, I didn't know I was in intensive care, but I kept hearing these cold blues going off every day. And I was at the nurse, she had taken to me. She said, Miss Cynthia, she said, I just love you. She said, you are so upbeat. I couldn't even lift my head, but I told them about Jesus. She said, Amen. She said, you my girl. She said, that, you know, she'll tell me, because I used to work in a hospital. I said, well, did they make it? She said, no. And I'm saying, wow, God, these people are dying all around me. But I said, but not one time did I fear death. I didn't say, oh, God, why me? Oh, God, don't take me. I said, in fact, I said this to God. I said, you know what? Now will be a good time for you to let me visit you. And then let me come back and finish the work that you have for me to do. He didn't take me up on my offer. I don't know why.
All right.
He didn't take me up on my offer. Right. But when I walked out of that hospital, I walked out of intensive care, not a regular room where they moved you to, but they released me straight from intensive care. And I remember, and they wonder why I praise him so much. Because if you call me, you don't want to hear about Jesus, I tell him, lose my number. Because I can't help but give him praise.
Amen.
In Japan, God spoke this to me, and I didn't know at the time that that was in my spirit. I heard a recording in my belly, and it said Revelation 3:8. It just kept, it went on for a day and a half. And finally, I told my husband, I said, I keep hearing this, and I don't know what it means. And so I got up and I read the scriptures. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. As soon as I read the scripture, the recording stopped. That scripture applies today, because what I'm going through with my business right now, I ask God. I said, God, why is such and such happening, such and such this? God said to me, that scripture I gave you in 84, he said, Revelation 3:8 applies today. He said, the doors that I opened for you, he said, if you encounter a door that's closed, that means it is not the door that I opened, because the door that I open, no man can shut it.
Amen.
And I seek the Holy Ghost where the open doors are. And I give God the praise. I'm so hyped up with hearing everybody's testimony, and I give God the praise, and I thank you for even letting me know about this, because I just love giving my testimony, and you haven't even heard one tenth of the testimonies that I got. But I'm standing right here. To God be the glory.
To God be all the glory. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Cynthia Washington. Oh, my God. What a powerful, powerful word.
Through the ears.
Yes. Hallelujah. Never lose its power. We serve an awesome God, mighty God. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do.
Amen.
And as Sister Cynthia said, just hearing everybody's testimony, oh, my God, if this don't move you, you can't be moved. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, of the goodness when we're sharing, of the goodness and greatness of our God, oh, you there's something wrong if you don't be moved. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Praise God. Oh, what an awesome and powerful time in the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Sister Cynthia.
Yeah, thank you.
We give God praise for you and everyone for all that God is doing in your lives. Praise God. Yes. And Sister Gloria Whitehurst, Sister Gloria Whitehurst, praise God. We're going to go ahead and bring you into the studio. And you are live. Go right ahead, Gloria.
Good evening. The saints of God and the Whitehurst family. I am going to reference, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Amen.
That allowed me to reference my granddaughter in April of this year. She was diagnosed to have leukemia, and she's only 20 years old. But I did not fret. I didn't get upset. I just did what I knew God would want me to do, and I was there with her by her side, and I kept encouraging her and telling her that what happened was not her fault. It was nothing she did, but you are going to be a testimony for the Lord, for the young people. I said, because she stayed in the hospital for a couple of weeks with treatment. Then she came home, and unfortunately, within the week, she caught a bad virus, and we had to go back in the hospital, and she stayed for 34 days in isolation, total isolation. But I told her, I said, you know, God has not forgotten you, because he didn't bring you this far to leave you.
Yes.
And within 2 weeks' time of her isolation, I had stepped out of the room, and when I came back in there and looked at her, she had a smile on her face, and she was crying. And I thought something serious had happened. And she looked at me, and she said, Mom, she said, God blessed me. And I said, what you talking about? She said, the doctors just told me that they can't believe it, but it has happened. I am cancer-free. All they have to do from now on is I have to still continue with the regimen and keep the cancer cells at bay. But I am cancer-free. After just 4 weeks of being diagnosed that she had leukemia. And God healed her. And I keep telling her each and every day that, and she sat there in that room at 20 years old, and she did not have any shame, but she told the doctor, she said, you know, this is my God. My God did this. He healed me.
Amen.
And they're looking like, wait a minute, no, how can you say God did this? She said, I know. My God did this.
Yes, yes.
You know,
hallelujah.
I don't want you all to take credit for it because it wasn't you all. It wasn't your medicine. It was my God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that was such a blessing to me because I just have to tell anybody about somebody that I know can save all
Amen.
Of us. And that's
yes.
God.
Yes, that's right.
Because he continues
right.
to bring her from a mighty long way. And she's
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Starting to, you know, be on her own and live. But she's still living each and every day with faith and encouragement. And I keep telling her, I said, you know what you're going through is hard. I said, I can't say I know how you feel. I've been through the ups and the downs in my life, but I have never been through this. I said, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You're not by yourself. You're never by yourself because yeah, God
well,
is always with you.
Amen.
And I want the young people of this world to, if there's nobody around you that can ever tell you anything about God, just
mm-hmm.
go to a church and fellowship
mm-hmm.
with somebody that can tell
mm-hmm.
you about that person, which is a
mm-hmm.
spirit, about how good God is.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because he can bring you through anything, no matter what it is, no matter how bad it is. There is always an upside, because if you walk by faith and not by sight,
yeah.
he can bring you through all those storms and troubled times.
Yes. Yes. Yes,
because
he
that's
can.
How good he is.
Yes. Yes, he can, and yes, he will.
And
Amen.
That's my
Hallelujah.
Testimony for my grandbaby.
Amen.
Right,
praise
Amen.
God. All right,
Amen.
Now. Amen.
God,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Gloria.
Yes,
Hallelujah. For sharing that powerful testimony.
Miracle signs and wonders.
Yes, yes, yes. Something when a young person is able to be able to stand and know it wasn't anything but the power of God that
yes.
has done this.
Amen.
Yes, only the power of God. And then don't mind telling it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes Lord. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. What a blessing. What a blessing. Next, we're going to ask Deacon Lorenzo Lewis. Praise God.
Amen, Deacon Lewis.
Deacon praise Lewis, God. We're going to back you into the studio, and you are, I see your hand, go right ahead. Go right ahead, Deacon Lewis. We can hear you.
God bless you. Yeah, it's good to be here, and it's good to hear.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Saying, you know, I give honor to the Lord, and I thank God for you, Brother and Sister Whitehurst, because I see your I see what God is doing through you. And I'm grateful to know you in that way. But
Amen.
I'll say this. You know, my testimony, it probably extends further than 2020. But 2020 was the year of significance of when things really kind of consummated or came to a head in terms of what I was dealing with. And the Lord
Amen.
Really opened my eyes to understand how COVID is deals with underlying issues, you know, and I think so many times we don't realize that life has so many underlying issues that we deal with, and those are the things sometimes that catch us off guard and have a way of maybe overcoming us, but, you know, but by the grace of God, nothing as far as the child of God is concerned can overcome him if it's not of God. Just Psalms 37:25 says, you know, and it says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. My situation deals with my job, and you know, and I had a decent job, you know, making good money, and my boss that was plotting with two others to get rid of me, and so mm-hmm. it was a situation. Whereas, you know, when I finally heard it and was seeing it, and I saw it 2 years in the making, but I didn't never really put a lot of emphasis on it. I didn't, you know, I kept doing what I felt was right and needed to be done. But in that, you know, one of them had said that I was so nice that he ought to just fire me. But he didn't say it in such nice terms, if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. But for someone to say that to you, that you're too nice, how can you be too nice is what I've always said. You know, and I think as men, you know, and I'm sure Brother Whitehurst, you can relate to this, as men, you know, what happens is that you don't put forth that stern, macho, or tough image, then people think you're weak.
Yeah.
But what really happens is, and it's not that you're weak, it's that you have restraint. You know, you don't allow things to bother you, worry you in such a way that you say things that you shouldn't say, or you curse rather than speak blessings. You know, so the Lord has really helped in that sense to understand it's not by power nor might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. So so when I think in terms of operating in the Spirit of truth and operating in the Spirit of the Lord, you're going to do things differently from what other people would do. But I was on a what is known as a PIP, a performance improvement plan. And out of the 8 things that I had to prove to say that I knew what I was doing, it was stated that I only completed 2 of them. Well, that's my word against their word in that sense of the word. And what was sad about it was because, you know, someone has stuck their head in my office and said to me, have you ever had any problems with the police? I said, really? I said, no. I said, because every time I get stopped by the police, they let me go, you know. And it was interesting in terms of how the individual who was my boss used to be a cop. And so I guess that was his way of telling me, oh, he's got it in for you. He's got it in for you. So here again, like I said, this thing was heading in this direction, but way before 2020. But because of I guess 2020 was the year that I think the Lord really, really got my attention to where I heard his voice in a way that I've never heard it before. And I was sitting in front of my house on the steps at 3 o'clock in the morning talking to the Lord. And I heard the Lord say to me, it's time. And I looked around and said, really? It's time? And what the Lord was saying to me, it was time for me to leave the job. You know, and most people, like everyone would, if you're making good money and you're going to leave the job and you're making that kind of money, the first thing you say is, really? You know, I'm supposed to just walk away from this? You know, but the word helps me to understand. The Bible says never envy the wicked, you know, because they soon fade away like grass and disappear. But delight yourself with the Lord, and he gives you the desires of your heart. And when we rest in the Lord patiently for him, you know, and not be envious of evil men who prosper. See, if I've got to be in a situation where I'm doing wicked things in order to prosper, God can't get any glory in that. And so, I mean, we have to understand that, you know, that in the situations that we go through in life, God is really preparing us for something greater, you know. And that was where I had to understand where, because when I left the job and I felt like I was losing what I had, God made me realize that there were other streams of revenue that were there that I didn't even know was there, you know. So it was sort of like he had already made the way before I even got to the point where I needed to know that I needed a way, if that makes sense, you know. So it's interesting to understand when the word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging for bread, because God always makes a way out of no way. You know, even when you don't know that God has made a way for you, you know, he always makes a way for us. So it's a wonderful thing that the God we serve cares so much for us that he makes ways out of no way. And it's before us. And in some cases, we don't even know it's there. But when we trust him, we know we know that he cares for us. And that's all that matters. So I'm not going to labor and go into a long sharing of what happened. But let me say this. The word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Because when your hands or your mouth on a person of God, there are ramifications for that. I think sometimes people really understand the seriousness of that. But I will say this much. The same person who was trying to meant harm and evil for me, they were trying to promote themselves for the next level. And guess what? They didn't get it. They didn't get it. And I'm not marveling the fact that they didn't get it, but I'm marveling in the grace of God that shows you how when you touch a child of God and you try to belittle them, you know, then you really cut yourself off, you know? So in that sense, it'll let you know that God's word is true. You know, his word is true. And I think that's really what the Lord was trying to get me to understand. Know this, that my word is sure, you know? I've never seen the righteous or his seed begging for bread. So with that being said, in this season of preparation, because there's more to come for all of us, there's more to come, and there's going to be a testimony of the goodness of God going forward, because people need to hear it.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Deacon Lewis, for that powerful testimony. Yes, we need to be able to hear, because a lot of people undergo different oppression and attacks. But touch not God's anointed and do his prophet no harm. Ask Haman. He'll tell you what happened to him, and because of his trying to set a trap for Mordecai, and that still applies even in this day. Oh, yes, it does.
What the enemy meant for bad, God turned around for your good.
That's right. Amen. Every time. Praise God. So we thank God for you sharing that testimony. We have two more, and let me say at this point, I thank you for those that have hung in there with us through these powerful testimonies, and this is an extended version of Seasons of Purpose, but nevertheless, praise God, a powerful time in the Lord. And so I thank, and we thank everyone for that have stayed on with the line. We have two more testimonies this evening, and at this time, we're going to bring on Mother Pat Gallo, and then Pastor Victor Henderson, praise God. Mother Pat Gallo, hallelujah. Praise Let me bring you into the studio, and you are live. Go right ahead, Mother Pat.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise God.
I'll tell you, this phone is acting crazy. But you know what I see? The devil is mad. And we don't. Every person has said, I have been truly, truly blessed. Because I must say, some of the things they went through, I experienced it. Brother Lewis, I just want to tell you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah.
That's right.
None. But look, I don't want to prolong too long, but I want to share this with you, with everyone on the broadcast. Never never give up. No matter how long it takes, never give up. My testimony began with my eyesight. I was diagnosed with legal blindness over 21 years ago, and I had just started my career as being an RN, and I could not work in it but a few years, okay? But my pastor, he prayed for me over 21 years ago, and I never forget these words. He said, "God, don't let her go blind." I never forget that. So my scripture... My scripture comes from Luke, the 18th chapter, the 8th verse. And it says, "I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?" Okay, in January of 2020, I usually, before the new year come, I always fast and I pray and seek God, what is the word for me for this upcoming year? Mm-hmm. So in January, the beginning of January, I heard him say, "I will give you 2020 vision." My God, I was so excited. Now, remember I said I had been diagnosed with legal blindness for over 21 years. And when he said I would give you 2020 vision, I was just oh, excited that I was going to have the manifestation of my healing for my eyes.
But as we went on, in January, I was preparing to have surgery because when I moved from Kansas City back to Lake Charles, I was having trouble with my right shoulder, and it was bone on bone, okay? So I had to have a right shoulder replacement. But because I had issues with my heart, I had to go through a medical clearance. Now, when I was in Kansas, I had issues with my heart and didn't know why this was going on. So now, as I'm preparing to have surgery, and in the medical clearance, they found out that I had a leaky valve in the upper chambers of my heart. So that's put in my mind, okay, that's why they had to convert me 3 times when I was in Kansas City. The devil was trying to kill me. So get, but God, like I say, but God. But then as I was waiting to have the surgery to show the replacement, I discovered a lump in my breast. This was not my first time having cancer in the breast, breast cancer. I had it 17 years ago, and I went through that with surgery, a lumpectomy at that time, and did well for 17 years. So now, we didn't know what this lump was. So I had the surgery for the shoulder. And right in the recovery from this shoulder surgery, I had to go and get a biopsy for the lump I found. Well, in the meantime, but God, oh, I tell you, God put intercessors in your pathway. We have friend named Sister Mary. She was in the church praying in the sanctuary. And the Holy Spirit told her, call Pat. Well, we got several Pats in our church. And so she said, Lord, which Pat? So he said, Pat Gallo. And I like to put this little part here. He knows my name. Thank you, Jesus. So Sister Mary called me. And when she called me, she told me, Sister, the Lord told me different things about my life being an intercessor. And how he's using me, and it was not my time. Then say, so deal with that spirit of fear, because I'm telling you, when you know you're thinking about your heart, you're going through surgery, anesthesia. I mean, that devil came and he was trying to bombard my mind with all kind of fear.
But when I'm telling you, when that sister girl got through praying, that devil took himself away from him, and we dealt with it, and hasn't been bothered with it since. Because even with that, I still have more stuff to get through. So, all right. Now, here's time to have the surgery. COVID was strong. Nobody can be with me in the hospital. Now, remember, I was legally blind, okay? Nobody can be in the hospital but God. I'm going to tell you, I had two RNs at my bedside. Two RNs, not one, two. Two of my friends came in at my bedside, even though COVID, the restriction was nobody can be with you. All right. So now, you done got through with that shoulder surgery. Here's the biopsy. Here comes the biopsy. We had the biopsy report. And when they told me, say, you got cancer, and it's a aggressive type of cancer. Okay, now, dealing with that, we want to put you on chemo. So I started the chemotherapy. Still recovering from the surgery, from the shoulder. Started the chemo. And the first treatment, after I had that first treatment, I heard the Holy Spirit, just like I'm talking to you. He said, you are healed. Just like
that.
I heard quiet voice, you are healed. Went through all the formalities and everything. Got through with the chemo. A few months passed by, got through with that. I had the surgery, had to have a mastectomy. And then after they did the mastectomy, I had to have another report called the PET scan. And when they did the PET scan, they found no cancer in my body. None.
All right.
Then after I got through with the PET scan and everything, well, no, I jumped the gun. After I got through with the surgery, Hurricane Laura came. And they was evacuating the city. But I heard the Lord tell me, trust me. And so I asked my daughter, Reverend Jackson, and my little group that be here with me. I say, the Lord says, trust him. So I'm not going to evacuate. I'm going to stay. And so we all stayed, and we prayer walk as we was preparing for this. Okay, and stayed home for Laura. And Laura tore up Lake Charles. I mean, tore it up. But in the midst of after Laura passed, within a week's time, my oldest brother died. And we were very close. I couldn't go to California because I just had surgery 2 weeks prior to that. And then he died.
Yeah.
But he stayed here for Laura. So you can see life was up and down. So few months later, that's when I had the PET scan, and they said, there's no cancer in your body. So now, here I am, no cancer in my body, constantly praying and staying in that word, like Sister Faith, staying in that word, trust God, believe God, don't doubt God, no matter what it looks like. Never give up.
That's right.
So as I was hitting the word, he said, I have given you 2020 vision. It wasn't a physical manifestation. It was a spiritual manifestation of 2020 vision. Is where he says, the righteous walk by faith and not by sight. Remember my scripture? I said, when the Son of Man come, will he find faith on the earth? That's what God is looking for us, because that's the only thing that pleases him is our faith in him. So he told me,
amen.
He said, I have given you 2020 vision that you are now has been elevated from faith to faith, glory to glory, amen. And precept of old precept. So I said, everybody, don't walk by what you see. Like Pastor Jackson was saying, it's not by what you see in the natural. You walk by faith and you see in the spirit realm. Because God never leave you, never give up. No matter what it looks like, don't ever give up. Because the minute you decide you're going to give up, that's when your miracle be right there. And then you have to start all over again. And Pastor Lisa said about Revelation 12:11. The only way we can overcome that devil is what we're doing tonight. We're giving our testimony. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And he can't have us. He can never have us. And he just wants to pick up his filthy weapons and go. Because the blood of Jesus stands against him. Between us and him is the blood. And he'll run in the blood every time. Because I know every last one of us is pleading the blood of Jesus. Every last one of us is standing on the word of God. And we pass those testimonies on to others to encourage you. Don't never, never, never give up. Because God is faithful. He is faithful.
Yes, he is.
That's my testimony. Because I got some others, but that's good enough. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. Never, 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 never ever, never give up. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will never give up on us. He will never give up on us.
Miracle
and that 2020 vision Mother Pat was talking about that God told her, that he was talking about, as she said, about that vision in the spiritual realm. Praise God.
Amen.
The vision in the spiritual realm. We don't walk by what we see. You don't have to have 2020 vision by what you see. Hallelujah, in the natural. It's that 2020 vision needed for the spiritual realm that will carry you through. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our last testimony tonight is by Pastor Victor Henderson. Pastor Victor Henderson is going to close us out. Thank you, Mother Pat.
Yes.
And Pastor Victor, hallelujah. You are live in the studio. Go right ahead, please.
Amen. Praise God tonight for all the participants that already came this far. I tell you, I've really been blessed tonight, and I give honor to the Whitehurst family and to the ministry tonight, to everyone that found the sound of my voice tonight. I just truly been blessed just sitting back listening to all the testimonies. I tell you what, I'm just excited, amen, about what God is doing. But tonight, I want to bring a scripture. I have like two testimonies tonight that I want to share. One from Sister Whitehurst wanted me to share from before, but this is one that I had to go through for myself. And it's coming out of St. Matthew's, the 19th chapter, the 29th verse. It says, and everyone that has forsaken houses, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, wife, children, land, and for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, shall inherit everlasting life. Amen. The word of God, for the people of God. Amen. That word there relates to my life. Simple reason, because at the age of about 21 years old, I remember praying this prayer to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm tired of working hard for white folks. I said, I'm just tired of working hard for white folks. I want to work for myself. I want my own. I'm just tired of working for folks. I'm just tired of it. And God blessed me. He blessed me with my own business. And I went into what they would call removing trees, timber business. And I was making roughly $25,000 a week. And God, and I was in the midst of making that kind of money, I was still in the church, but then the devil started setting me up. The more the money that I was making, he began to start setting me up. And make a long story short, I end up in bankruptcy, lost everything I had, started all the way back over, and went from $20,000 to $25,000 a week to $300 a week. I hope this helps somebody, because I want you to know that God is able. And after going through everything, I was in bankruptcy, lost everything I had. In fact, I was actually homeless. I had bought a truck that I had owned myself, and I ended up living in the truck because I had too much pride to go to my mother's house to stay. So I stayed in my truck for 2 weeks. And when I began to come, I was loaded coming out of Thomaston, Georgia, coming back through with a load because I was driving for someone else then. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to go to those apartments right there and tell those people you want a house. You want an apartment. I said, well, Lord, those are brand new apartments. My credit tore up from the floor up, and I know I can't afford that. I can't be able to, you know, to do it. So just get out of the truck, go through there, and it's going to be a gate open. Go on through there, and you'll see the lady there. Well, I went through the little gate, just like God told me, went right into the place, and I told the lady what God said. And she said, well, baby, we got a protocol, and we got to go, you know, we had to check your credit. I said, well, ma'am, just do whatever you got to do. I said, I'm just obeying God. That's all I'm doing. So I went in, did all the paperwork. I left. So about an hour later, my brother called me. He said, hey, man, some lady's trying to get in touch with you. I said, what does she want? He said, I really don't know, but she left a number. So I called her back up. I said, yes, ma'am, you trying to get in contact with me? She said, yes, ma'am, I'm the lady that you called about the apartment. I want you to know that you approve for the apartment. And I was like, Lord, help us. You know what I'm saying? And she said, not only are you approved, but we're doing a promotion right now that you won't have to pay no down payment. You can just move right in and pay your first month rent. I said, look at God.
No.
And God was already moving on my behalf. And but at the same time, like I said, I was homeless, so God provided a place for me to stay. But yet still I was going through. And I got still was overbearing in what I was paying because the rent was still a little bit too high for me at the time. But it was a temporary move that God moved kind of quick. But anyway, to make a long story short, I moved into a cheap apartment to something a little bit more that I could afford. And so the first thing I did, all the people kept looking at me and people I know that I didn't want them to think that I was just broke because I had been through what I've been through and I had a reputation of I had money. Well, make a long story short, I went to the rental center and I started buying all kinds of furniture and put it in the apartment, decked it out, had it all pretty. But keep in mind, I always prayed. I always stayed on my knees and I always prayed to God. So this one particular day, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to take all this stuff out of this apartment, and I want you to send it back to the rental center. I said, Lord, I can't let these folk pull up to my door and get all my stuff out of my bowl. I said, they're going to laugh at me. He said, I want you to take everything out of this place, and I want you to send it back. I had a blue, I know we'll forget, it was a blue leather living room suit, and the tables, the end tables and everything. And so I called the people up, and they came and picked everything up. They said, well, Mr. Ellis, you're not behind anything. We can work with you. Whatever, you have a financial advice? No, I just want to move everything out. Well, everything got moved out when nothing in the room but just the carpet on the floor. And I got on my knees and I began to pray to God. And I said, God, I said, I done lost everything that I had. And I said, but I lost it. I lost it trying to help people, trying to do what I know to do the best right for everybody else. But in the midst of everything else I did, I was a little selfish too, you know what I'm saying? But I remember praying to God, just praying to God, praying to God. So that morning I got a knock at my door. And the guy that stayed up the street from me, he came over to my house because at the time I had lost that job. And he came over, he said, man, Walker Concrete been trying to get in contact with you. He said, I don't know how they got my phone number, but they've been trying to reach you. He said, the guy want to talk to you. So I called him up. He said, Mr. Emerson, you used to work for us, blah, 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 so years ago, and you was a good worker. We want to love to have you back. God opened up another door. I got another job. All right, make a long story short, we're going to try to get a little bit closer to where I'm going with this. And so after all the furniture got moved out of the house, I got a job the next day, and then my cousin pulled up, came in the next morning. He said, hey, man, I need you to go to Forsyth with me to move some furniture for this girl. I said, okay, that ain't no problem. So I get to Forsyth, we go down there to move her, And down in her basement, she had this living room suit down in the bottom of the basement. Keep in mind now, the one I had was blue, sky, no, it was black. But the one she had was sky blue. And she said, she paid us for moving and all that stuff. She said, do y'all know anybody that interested in a living room? So I said, me. I said, I don't have anything in my living room. I'm interested. She said, well, I tell you what, go downstairs and look at it and tell me what you'll give me for it. So I went downstairs and looked at it. It was real nice. I mean, it was just identical to the same thing I had. I said, what do you want for it? She said, I'll take $300. And just so happened I had $300 in my pocket that day.
Wow.
So I paid it. We brought it back on the same truck that my cousin helped them move. He brought it back. God provided a way for me to go down and get it and bring it back, put it back in the apartment.
Wow.
So I'm still seeking the face of God, and I'm still crying out to him. And I had to lose, like I said, I had lost everything that I had. But I want to say to somebody out there today that everything that I lost, God gave me everything back. Even from money to, I don't make $20,000 a week, but I could make it if I want to make it. He gave me everything that I lost back. But it came back with responsibility. It came back with responsibility. Be careful what you ask God for, because he may just give it to you as a test. But when you get these things or whatever God give you, remember what you told God from the beginning. God, if you do this for me, I'm going to do this. And a lot of times we'll say these things, but then when God give it to us, we make a flip and we turn. But I said that to say that through all of that that I went through, God taught me a lesson of how to be a good steward over what he gave me. So everything that I lost, now I know how to handle what I got. Now, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's nobody but God. And I thank God that, you know, me and my wife and our kids, we ain't begging nobody for nothing. We live in a nice home, nice community, and nobody but God. I knew it wasn't nobody but him, you know. And I just wanted to share that testimony. That was one. My other testimony is the one Whitehurst wanted me to share. I think it was in around 2000-something. I'm not remember exactly the year and time. But I was headed to Cartier, Georgia, with a load of big trees on the back of the truck, on log trailer, tractor trailer. And these trees were every bit about 32, 33 inches in diameter, and then about probably 43 foot long or better on the truck. Mm-hmm. And I had on about 92,000 pounds that I was carrying down now. And I was coming down Highway 41 south going towards Cordell. And this probably about a mile in front of me, I began to slow down because I seen this truck. He just had been sitting there for a while. I didn't know what was going on. So I started slowing down. And just as soon as I got up to the four-way stop, he pulled out in front of me. And I had these logs on the back. And the first thing I did, I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, help us. Because now I'm meeting a car on one side. I can't go on that side because I'm going to kill them. He done pulled out in the middle of the road. He's got the whole road blocked. Now I ain't but one side left. That's the right side for me to go down beside him. So I took the right side, and as I began to go down through there, he hit brakes and stopped in the middle of the road. So I had to go nowhere but the side of the ditch now. So when I went outside of the ditch, the truck was probably going about probably 55, 60, and it started leaning over to the right side. And the first, the logs broke the band on the log, and the first one took out the telegraph pole. And I had electricity all over the top of the truck. It took the first man took off the log. The first log come off the truck and took off the top of the truck. I could see the sky over the top of the truck. And the second log came in and it hit the back part of my truck and it hit the headache rack part. And it stopped right behind the seat where I was. And I fell down in the bottom of the seat. And the truck began just to flip all the way over. Now it done flipped all the way over. And and it just didn't start smoking, so I thought it was on fire. But I'm still in there just calling on Jesus. I said, Lord, if it's your will, I said, if it's my time, I said, you do what you got to do, Lord. I said, but just remember me. That's all I ask you. Just remember me. And I began to look out, and after everything had stopped, I could see everything had kind of slowed down and stopped. And I was looking out the windshield, but the windshield was still in the truck, but it's got a little crack in it. But the truck was smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got myself out a little bit where I could move around. I start coming out the truck. And I kicked the window out, and I walked out the truck. And I probably made about 10 feet maybe. And that's all I remember. I fell out right there in the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more because I turned around to see what I came out of.
Mm-hmm.
I think I fainted. Well, anyway, they rushed me to Cardio Hospital. And when I got to Cardio, there was an old lady that came that was in. Because once they did to check me out, the only thing that was injured was my lower part of my back. It was just sore. I really didn't get no major injuries. But I was sitting in the waiting room because all my family on the way down. And so I'm sitting in the waiting room. This old lady was sitting in the waiting room with me. And she said, baby, mm-hmm. I came down through there on 41, and I seen this wreck, and I knew it looked like a young man that was in there, and I just know to God he dead. They rushed him down here somewhere, whatever. I don't know where he is. I said, ma'am, I just want you to know that I'm that young man. And she said, good
God.
Why? She said, baby, she said, let me tell you something. She said, if I don't never tell you nothing there, you God had you covered in the blood. And she said, it wasn't the blood of Jesus that was all over you that kept you. So she said, ain't the way in the world you supposed to came out of that. Not what I seen.
Amen.
But I just say to somebody out there that listened to me tonight, that don't give up. Your deliverance, is in your praise. Give God all the praise. And I don't care what you're going through. If you're up, you're down, give him praise. Praise him when you're up, praise him when you're down. Keep praising. And I guarantee you, he'll bring you through whatever it is. I don't hear you. It's all night and night. Don't give up on God. Don't quit. Don't give in. Don't stop. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on
us. That's
right. That's my testimony.
Amen.
Y'all be blessed. All right.
Be blessed.
God bless
Amen. Praise God. What a testimony. Thank you. God is an awesome God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Pastor Henderson, for sharing that testimony.
Yes.
And thanks to all of those that have shared testimonies tonight. What a powerful time it has been in the Lord. And if you're on the line, we don't never want to close out without given the opportunity for salvation. You've heard the word of God. You've heard the goodness of our God tonight from those that have stood and testified of God's goodness. And if you don't know this Jesus that we're talking about, if you don't know Almighty God, all you have to do, praise God, is just receive him. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and confess and believe that God has raised him from the dead, and just say a simple prayer and ask the Lord, say, Lord, I am a sinner. Come into my life. Save me, Lord Jesus. And I know that you are the Son of the living God and that God has raised you from the dead. And I ask you into my life for the rest of my life. And if you just prayed that simple prayer, we welcome you tonight into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God. And we give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you have something you wanted to share before you close that?
One verse. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb
and
by
the
word of their
testimony.
And these are some powerful, powerful testimonies from the people of God.
Yes.
Amen. Powerful testimony.
And the enemy has been overcome tonight.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Oh,
we
God.
Pray that you all go forth. We thank again for your patience.
Thank you.
Thank you for everyone that shared of your powerful testimony and been able to encourage and edify those that have been listening. Praise God. We thank God for you. Go forth and have an awesome week.
And
to
God
be
all
the glory in Jesus'
name.
Have a wonderful, blessed night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Hey! praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.